Liberia's Deputy Minister of Health for Preventive Services, Talbot Nyinswa, confirms that Liberia's maternal death rates are among the highest in sub-Saharan Africa, but that there are ongoing efforts to change that.
The Ministry of Health developed the special package of health services, which is fine maternal health interventions at both the community level and health facility levels. And so we're hearing some positive news about maternal mortality reduction in our country. The UN estimate in 2012 was like 770 per 100 lives, right? But we need to validate the progress that we are making.
Talbot names some of the practical steps being taken to protect the lives of pregnant women.
We encourage them to have at least first, second, third, and full antenatal visit, which is where they go to receive services like immunizations and all that. Institutional delivery is improving in Liberia. Postnatal services, if the lady gave birth, we put the mother, the kid, and the children. And then there's something called the intermittent preventive treatment for malaria pregnancy.
He says women are also given vaccinations for tetanus and for malaria, which can lead to stillbirths, underweight babies, and even the death of the mother. The government has also expanded access to family planning services to 20% of all couples, nearly twice the prior rate. It has also taken measures to curb complications that can endanger the lives of the mother and baby. Another solution to curbing maternal deaths relies on traditional birth attendants. Miata Fambula, the government-appointed goodwill ambassador on maternal health in Liberia, describes the support for TBAs.
What the Ministry of Health and Social Welfare has discovered is that we have our traditional midwives, women who through generations have been giving birth to women. So why do we not enhance their skills, give them the tools to work with, the information that they can deal with the basics and help us to reduce that? Because really, I don't see how we can build enough clinics. We don't have enough doctors. There are not enough nurses. So until that portion can be put in, we must rely on the community. We have trained traditional midwives.
Dr. Odell Kume, the chief medical officer of Maryland County, says the government has reopened a school to train midwives for the southeastern region in Zuedru. Upon graduation, the birth attendants serve at various clinics within the county for 2 years. A referral center is available for cases they cannot handle. Midwives are also being trained in Bomi County in western Liberia. Dr. Gorby Logan, the chief medical officer of the regional government hospital, says doctors work closely with TBAs.
We have what we call our monthly TTN network meeting. This is where we meet with the traditional birth attendants. Our people believe that the best people to go to deliver are the traditional birth attendants. So with these monthly TTM network meetings, we have the opportunity to talk to the TTM directly, use that opportunity to also train them as well, tell them the danger signs of pregnancy. Facility-based delivery is what the government wants, and every pregnant woman coming their way should be referred to the hospital.
He says there are now more doctors on the ground to handle emergency referrals from traditional birth attendants. The government is also improving infrastructure. Dr. Garby says new ambulances have helped bring women to maternal clinics. Healthcare specialists say making childbirth safe takes a multi-pronged strategy, from providing assistance to educating girls about reproductive health. They say some of the changes underway today could help Liberia meet the UN Development Goals, which call for reducing maternal death rates by three quarters by 2015. For VOA News, I'm Eva Flomo in Washington.